This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 6, written by Kurt Sullis. The Power of God's Word. From Psalm 33, He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. In their teaching about Scripture alone, the Reformers expressed confidence in the Bible's efficacy. Because we seldom use this word in our conversations today, we can easily miss the Reformers' point. Efficacy means the power or ability to produce the intended result. About the power of the Bible, Martin Luther asked, "What appears to be more meaningless than a word?" Then he added, "Yet when God speaks a word, the thing that the word expresses immediately leaps to life." We see the power of God's word in the act of creation, for He spoke, and it came to be. We see it in God sustaining all things by His powerful word. And only God's word has the resurrection power to bring all who are dead in their sins to life. Have you heard God speaking to your heart through His word, the Bible? If you have known God a while, think about times when you read or heard God's word and it sparked a change in you. Think about how God's word produces beauty and life and blessing. Read God's word, share it, study it, and ask Him to plant it in your heart. God spoke, and our world came into being. God still speaks through Scripture today, bringing us new life in Him for His glory, and for us to serve Him in the world. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for your creative, life-giving word. Plant it in our hearts, and help us to share it with the world you love, so that we may be transformed and blessed for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.